Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply. ebaymotors.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Hello, welcome everyone. AEW post-show, AEW Dynamite Grand Slam here on Fightful.com. Leave us a thumbs up, hit the subscribe button, send us super chats, do all that fun stuff. I'm Jeremy Lambert. Sean Ross Sapp is once again not working. We're still not sure if he ever works. He just takes these vacations. Jimmy Van funds them. We're stuck here in the offices doing, you know, the actual work for the website to keep it going. I'm Jeremy Lambert, joined Robert DeFelice. Robert, how are you?
I'm good. I'd be better if I was, you know, fucking around in New York City. That'd be better. But, you know, here I am.
You used to live in New York. You were complaining that they never did stuff like this.
And they never did anything like that in Arthur Ashe Stadium when I lived right there. But, what are you going to do?
You're in Florida now. That's the home base of everything.
It's also the home base of COVID, pal.
They don't care about that. They're still running all the stuff during COVID.
Even without COVID, Florida is the always home base of Florida.
Yeah.
And that's exactly. Also a problem.
Exactly. Alex Pulowski is also here. Alex, how you doing, buddy?
I'm great. Regardless of what your personal feelings are about NXT 2.0, also known as NXT Rainbow. Kate Hensler and I have been having a blast doing our post shows over there. So over the past 24 hours, I've just been having a really nice time getting wonderful, positive feedback from everybody in the Fightful Faithful. It feels really good to do something that gets that kind of feedback. And then we get to watch this tonight. We get to watch the two best wrestlers in the world go for 30 minutes. I mean, what's better than that?
I don't think Ruby Soho and Britt Baker was that long, was it? I thought they went about like 12 or 15.
They did about 15.
Yeah. Guys, if you send a super chat, your question, comment, statement will get read on the air. Our guy, Luis Polito, is collecting them all. Please, please be advised, if you're in the chat, please do not yell at me and be like, you've missed my super chat. You've missed my super chat. We go through in order. If you send a super chat that has to do with Ruby Soho and Britt Baker, and we are talking about Bryan Danielson and Kenny Omega, it will get read when we get to Ruby Soho and Britt Baker. All right. Don't yell at me. Don't yell at Luis. All right. We kind of know what we're doing. Sometimes more Luis than me. Let's get into this. Bryan Danielson, Kenny Omega, they kicked it off. Jim Ross made it very clear, 30-minute time limit. And I thought he kind of spoiled it right when he said it. He's like, 30-minute time limit, guys. Like, all right, well, they're pushing that 30 minutes. And not only did they push that 30 minutes, they went the full 30 minutes. Nothing was settled between these two men. Kenny Omega says ain't going to be no rematch. That's it. Once in a lifetime, everybody. One, like John Cena and The Rock, once in a lifetime between Kenny Omega and Bryan Danielson, even though it was their second match. Alex, did this live up to the hype for you?
Oh, my God. It was great. Like, in the first 5 minutes, I was watching, I'm like, they're going to go the full 30, aren't they? Those sons of bitches. It's going to be so great. And it was. It was everything I wanted it to be. And they eased into it and perfectly paced. Then they started going back and forth. And I loved the story seemed to be if Brian didn't have the ring rust, if he was just a little younger, like he'd have Kenny, no problem. But Kenny's in his prime, man. And he's been wrestling. Like, he's got it. Like, that was the difference tonight. And that was the only reason I think that that it went to a time limit draw. I thought that was kind of the story they were telling, was that Brian had him, but he was just a step slow, a hair slow. Not, his reaction times weren't what they used to be. And I thought that was a really cool thing. Everything, they felt very evenly matched. But because Brian wasn't at the very top of his game, because how could he be? He hasn't wrestled in 5 months. And I think that's an interesting wrinkle that they told in the ring. The in-ring storytelling was amazing. The spots were fantastic. That V-trigger where he ran down the ramp and then leaped into Brian's skull. And the thing was, watching the past few years in WWE, I mean, we're watching it and going, every time he takes one of those things, like, that's it, right? He's never going to wrestle again, isn't he? But I love that I'm watching this and I go, I don't care. I'm watching Bryan Danielson, the American freaking dragon, go out there and say, I have the freedom to do whatever I want. And what I want is to possibly die in the ring, because he's just crazy. He'll take whatever bumps he wants. I love it.
So, so, so very good. I really think I am so prone to WWE booking that there's a part of me that goes, this could just end immediately, or maybe the Young Bucks come out immediately and it just, there's no way. It opens the show and goes the full 30, and then they knock it out of the park, and Bryan Danielson may be the very best wrestler in the world. I think he hasn't lost a step. Maybe Roman Reigns made him a better wrestler in that final match. Who knows? Maybe it's just that tribal chief coming out in Bryan Danielson. Just a really fun wrestling match. And I don't care what Kenny says, this is the one I want to see at Full Gear. I know people want Hangman. I want this run back in a 60-minute Iron Man or something at Full Gear.
I absolutely love this match. It certainly lived up to the hype. And there was a lot of hype because people were already just, it's a dream match, right? Absolute dream match. I like that it went 30. I thought going a time limit, and I didn't know if there was going to be an hour time limit. Again, once they said, and Jim Ross said it, like, if Jim Ross is saying it, it's probably so he remembers what's actually going to happen on the show. And he's reminding himself, like, hey, this is a thing that could happen. Once he said it again, I was like, yeah, they're pushing that 30. I thought it was great. I love the finish. Not going 30, but they were just beating each other up during the finish. It wasn't this, like, because they really only had the time announcement with like 1 minute left, and you could barely hear it on television. The Excalibur was like, at 45 seconds left in this match, it's like, oh, if they're going to do like this hot closing minute kick out of a one wing angel or go for these false finishes and stuff, they better turn that up real quick. And they didn't do that. They did some counters and they just did some strikes. And just absolutely, I love that, because it showed like there's still a lot left on these two men. They weren't close to beating each other in these final 30 seconds of this 30-minute match. They could have gone another 15. They could have gone another 20. They could have gone another 30. I love that. A lot of meat left on the bone for these two. And I mean, what would you expect from, look, in my estimation, the greatest wrestler of all time, Bryan Danielson, and maybe the greatest wrestler today, Kenny Omega. So many great stuff. Danielson brought back the I Got Till 5, Cattle Mutilation, the stomps, which used a little bit in WWE. You mentioned, Alex, the running down the ramp V-trigger, just Kenny was busting out all the V-trigger variations. I taught him well with that stuff. But I love this match. Absolutely loved it. Look, I'm still of the position that they should go Hangman because they've really done a great job of telling that story. And Danielson and Omega doesn't need a title, whether it be in the rematch. But if they want to go Danielson, Omega, put the title on the line, and that be the full gear match, it's tough for me to argue after this one. Just really tough for me to argue.
Yeah, I think you would do a lot of damage with your longtime fans if you don't have Paige take the belt off of Kenny. I think there are a lot of people who are like, this is great, but when Paige is back, he's going to beat Kenny, right? And they're not going to take it well if that's not what happens. I mean, do it. It's your choice. It's your promotion, Tony. You can do whatever you want. And I'm not going to say that the match between Brian and Kenny for the title wouldn't be amazing, but they've spent a year building up to that moment when Paige beats Kenny for the belt. And if they don't go through with it, not me personally, but a lot of people are going to feel betrayed. Not that they should,
I will. I 100% will. And I love Brian Danielson. People are angry that I called him the greatest of all time. Sorry, guys. He's the GOAT. If you disagree, I don't care. He's the best. Name somebody better. You're wrong. I'll feel betrayed if Hangman Page doesn't win the title.
I think Hangman doesn't need to come back right now, though. You know, they can always do full gear, have Hangman come back at the beginning of the year.
I feel like he should come back at the Rochester show next week.
Yes. Yeah.
Because I think that's the moment. That's the Dark Order's home. That's Brody Lee's home. Him coming back to write everything that's happening with Dark Order and come back and basically stake his claim. This is my title. I'm coming back for that. That's the moment to do it. And then you have a full month to build to full gear. Get whatever you need to do that, make that happen. And you can have the Danielson match down the line, because I think for Danielson, especially after tonight, it's not necessarily about taking the title off of Kenny. It's about beating Kenny, whether or not the title's involved at all. Kenny doesn't have to be champ. There doesn't have to be a belt involved. If Danielson were to beat Kenny at, let's say, Revolution in a non-title match, that's what Brian Danielson needs after tonight. Personally, that's the way I feel.
I think Omega saying ain't going to be no rematch means I think they're going to prolong it a little bit. You mentioned Revolution, Alex. Like, that's February. Like, I think they're going to prolong this, and Danielson's going to rack up some wins and everything, and then can do it. Again, they don't need the title. They don't need the title for this. I think Hangman's the next choice. People are mentioning that, you know, Hangman doesn't need the title for long. I've said it many times on the Distraction Thursdays, 3 p.m. Eastern, right here, youtube.com/Fightful. Hangman wins the title, and the following Dynamite, Miro beats him, and Miro takes the title. Put the belt on Miro. A lot of super chats on Omega and Danielson. Ian Hunter says, crazy Omega Danielson went from saying they were each other, John Jacob, Jingleheimer, Schmidt, and linking arms singing in a PWG match to this. I wanted a callback spot for that. I understand why they didn't do it. I still wanted it.
Yeah, I don't think we need that. And
no, we did.
The biggest stadium.
We did need it. Are you kidding me? They appealed to these hardcore dorks like me. We would have all popped for it.
I think that's something you can do at, like, during a commercial on a Dynamite taping or something. You can do that and be fun. Just for the crowd.
I thought Kenny was going to do it with the ref at one point. Like, he pulled the ref in front of him. Like, what is he doing? I thought he was going to do the John Jacob Jingleheimer Schmidt spot with that. Brendan Tongate says, really enjoyed that. Danielson Omega could have easily gone a bit longer than 30 minutes. It got totally awesome. They're going to get longer. They're going to get much longer at some point. The intangible one, Cliff Beard, says, remember, kids, a tree semen a day keeps the doctor away because of Brian. I can't look at Carlito the same now. My bad. Brent Bachman says, two words that inspire so much joy. Cattle mutilation. It's also apparently the name of death metal. D-Felice, you like that kind of stuff, right?
Yeah. Fans. I mean, cattle mutilation, that's not his thing now. He's actually for the preservation of cows, but, you know, nice callback. Maybe it's the tree semen mutilation now. It just sounds worse.
Mark Losper says, isn't there a stip in place that prevents Hangman from challenging Kenny for the belt? No, they lost the elimination match.
He has to earn it back, doesn't he?
You got to earn it back. He's got to become number one champ, number one contender again.
Yeah. You know, but it's not that he can't challenge for the belt because of some stipulation. He's just to win matches. Mike Provencher says Paige has to take the title from Omega, but he doesn't have to hold it long. That's right. He holds it for 3 days and Miro takes the title. God's favorite champion. Trent Hill says Danielson Omega was insane. Hopefully Cody hearing 20,000 people boo him realizes it's finally time for him to turn heel. It comes out of the middle. It's not a babyface or a heel. Brandy's a heel. She came out of the heel.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. If you had an extra hour in your day, what is the first thing that you would do? Read a book, take a nap, play some video games, do something for a friend, volunteer? A lot of us spend our lives wishing that we had more time. But the question is, time for what? And if it was unlimited, how would you go about using it? The best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important for you and to make it a priority. And therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it. Therapy is so valuable. It's gotten me through some tough times, really helped me reflect on things that are important, specifically with BetterHelp. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be the convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. This is so beneficial when you've got that crammed schedule and you can't even imagine finding that extra hour. You can do it all from home. Fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Fightful today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Fightful. It's so flexible and it can help you find that social sweet spot with BetterHelp. That's BetterHelp.com/Fightful.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Tunnel. Talk about that a little bit later on. Lisa Lockhart. What's up, Lisa? What a show. Omega Danielson ruled. The tag match ruled. Punk ruled. Malakai rules. The women rule. Fightful on Wednesday night rules. Love you guys. Love you as well, Lisa. Great, great, great Fightful faithful there. The intangible one, Cliff Beard, says, I say do Omega Bryan at full gear. Have Hangman come back then. And then Hangman beats Omega December TV special, like when Kenny won the title. I'm with Alex. I think Omega's coming back. Rochester show.
Paige.
They're going to do something for that show. And it's next week. Like, they're going to do something for that show.
Yeah.
Built around Dark Order and Brody, right? Like, they have to. And Paige makes the most sense there.
You would hope. I do hope to see it. I just think that this has added a new wrinkle that unless they're going to go in a new direction with Danielson, going after the Young Bucks or an Adam Cole, I think he's got to finish his business with Kenny Omega.
Adam Cole makes sense because, Adam Cole makes sense, honestly, because of what happened in the post-match. So could totally see that. Chuck Cassis says Omega versus Bryan Danielson was at least 18 stars in Arthur Ashe Stadium. Love the show and can't wait to see part two. Hope you three are having a great day. Love you. Love you as well, buddy.
Thank you, Chuck.
And Ricardo El Idolo, not distraction. Kenny Omega versus American Dragon equal match of the year for me. Anybody willing to go that high? Match of the year praise, Robert?
I'm going to say no. Not yet, at least. Not yet.
I mean, it's on a short list. It's hard for me to say match of the year has no definitive winner. Like for me, like the match of the year right now for me is Lucha Bros versus Young Bucks.
Yeah.
Because of the definitive winner and how that pop sounded in Chicago for that thing. This like might get like a special like honorable mention, meaning it was like the best worked match that didn't have a finish.
The best worked match that didn't have a finish.
If they do another one and they have a finish, it very well could be the best match of the year.
Yeah.
Jonathan McPherson says, I think I got this one, Luis. He says, what a night. After a few weeks talk of Heavy Dynamites, I wondered what we'd be sold tonight, but I can deal with a few more promos to hype the fact that amazing pro wrestling is amazing. Thanks, buddy. The super chat was right here, and then yeah. That was his message. At least I assume. If not, then pretty sure. All right. Danielson Omega, I'm not going match of the year on it. I'm bad at like rating matches. I don't remember what matches took place last week, much less like what happened earlier this year. Like Bianca and Sasha is still on my short list because I love everything about that match.
Yeah.
From start to finish in the moment and everything. So that's up there for me. Yeah, the cage match was great as well. I'm sure there's like plenty of matches that even the Okada Tanahashi, the recent match they had, I love Tanahashi and he always kicks it up against Okada. So I love that match as well. Yeah, Walter and Ilya, people are mentioning like that was a great match as well. And Eloquent says that as well. Second best match of the year behind Walter and Dragunov too.
Yeah, I think that it's so funny that you bring up Sasha and Bianca because at the time I was like, well, this is it. Nothing's going to beat this. And that feels like it was 1,000 years ago.
It does.
Like, it just feels so, especially since what they've done since then with both of them, like it just feels like 1,000 years ago. Like that match is so in the distant past. But I think if I go back and watch this match, knowing there's not going to be a definitive winner and just watch how the who's in control shifts back and forth, like who's doing what count, like that Poison Rana counter to the One Winged Angel was just beautiful. And it felt almost like Brian did it out of instinct. Like it was really, really cool. There's moments like that throughout this entire 30 minutes that make it the best match you've ever seen, except for the fact nobody won. You know, it's just kind of that kind of thing.
Brendan says Rosa Britt Lights Out is still my match of the year. It's another great match.
Was that in 2021?
That was Sam Patch.
Yeah, March. There you go. That was a taped match too, Alex. You know those matches aren't very good either.
Yeah, no, they aren't. They can't be.
Following Omega and Danielson, CM Punk comes out and he's still a little bit Phil, but then he's like, look, you're kind of bringing the mad out of me right now, Taz. Like, you had a chance to put me out. You had a chance to put me to sleep, and now I'm going to tuck you in. Great line. He said, you guys should have finished the job, and on Friday, you guys are going to sleep. I love this promo from Punk. Absolutely loved it. I get why he comes out, and he's happy-go-lucky Phil. He's excited to be back in wrestling after 7 years away and everything. I want CM Punk, though. I want him to cut those scathing promos on people. And that's what we got here. I love this. Robert, what'd you think?
Great. Everything he does works because people connect with every single thing he says. And he's still putting over the young talent. And I think he's going to have a great match with Hobbs on Friday.
Alex?
Yeah, he's doing everything just right. Like there's no false notes in what he's saying, except for the fact that I do wonder when, not if, he beats Hobbs, if he's going to be able to do it with the GTS, because I've seen him get a little wobbly with dudes who are half the size of Will Hobbs on his shoulders. So I think it'll be really interesting. I can't wait to see how he works with a guy that size at this point in his career, because we got to see him have a match with a guy who's smaller than him in Darby Allin. There weren't a lot of guys smaller than him that he worked in WWE, you know, 7 years ago. Now is a dude who's just built like a damn tank that he's got to go in there and sell for and play from underneath the whole time. And I can't wait to see what this CM Punk does with that kind of match. It's going to be great regardless. He sold me a ticket to it, even if I wasn't excited about it, which I was. But I loved that he was like, you tried to put me through a table. You should have finished the job. You should have killed me. You should have made sure that Cult of Personality couldn't play in Arthur Ashe. Because now I got the fever. Like, I'm ready to go. I love that he says, for the first time in a long time, I need this. And that feels good to have CM Punk say something like that. I loved it.
Oxbow Talks Wrestling says, Anaconda Vice coming back to make Hobbs tap. There you go. Maybe he doesn't use the ghost.
Yeah, maybe.
Puts him to sleep with the Vice. No spoilers, by the way, guys.
Please, no. Chat.
Yes, please do not spoil this. I know the match is being taped right now. Please don't spoil it if you're in the chat. Nobody has. I just want to fair warn anybody. And mods, if you see it, please get the comments out of there, because we don't want the spoilers for Rampage. We don't want anybody spoiled on that. I'm happy that this CM Punk is back. Not happy-go-lucky Phil. I'm all for that guy. I get why that was happening. I want the scathing CM Punk to come back. And somebody is just going to piss him off to the point that he's going to completely snap and we're going to heal CM Punk. And then we're really in business.
Yep.
MJF against Brian Pillman Jr. MJF won. This match went even a little too long for my liking, and it was kind of short. Like, bless both these guys. MJF, I know he's a fantastic heel, gets a lot of heat, got some good heat here. Pillman Jr. gets the pop in Cincinnati. Probably didn't need this match on this show.
It was just a bit of all right, you know, like this, it was okay. MJF was asshole to Julia, which works for him, but it didn't grab me the way that maybe this should have.
I think it was one of those things where, like, if you're gonna have a 30-minute match start the show and fit four others in there, you got to have some shorter ones. I think that MJF was always going to get a showcase match, not a showcase match for him, but like a match on this card is a showcase match. Being like Orange Cassidy doesn't have a match on the Grand Slam card. Like, they wanted to get MJF out there for people because a lot of people are tuning in to AEW Dynamite maybe for the first or second time because it's got Danielson versus Omega in it. And they wanted to say, hey, we got this young guy who's homegrown, who's a natural heel, who's going to make you feel things about a heel you haven't felt since you thought it was real. Like, that kind of thing. Like, him grabbing Julia Hart, 18-year-old or 19-year-old Julia Hart by the wrist and be like, you don't touch me kind of thing. Like, that felt very old school. Like, I love that that's as far as it went. But at the time, we didn't know, like, because who knows with MJF? He walks that line. And I think that it works for him. And I feel like Pillman was the guy to challenge him to the match in Cincinnati, but he probably wasn't the guy to have the match against him in New York, because I don't think that this crowd has that connection to him. So having the heel get heat by beating this guy doesn't work if that guy's not from here.
This might have been the best spot for the Jericho match, because that crowd would have loved singing Judas, regardless of what we feel about Jericho.
Right.
They'd have loved singing Judas, and it would have been over.
There were no teases of Wardlow turning on
not
this.
Not yet. We have
a hair versus hair bet between you two of when Wardlow is going to turn. How confident are you feeling about this, Alex?
6-7. I mean, not really, but, like, you know, it's arbitrary at this point. We're not really sure. They teased it again in the most recent episode, so they're continuing to tease it. Not tonight, but maybe they'll do it again next week. You never know. They'll just tease it until they pull the trigger. And I feel like sometime between now and the end of the year is as good a bet as sometime after that.
As long as it's on New Year's Smash or whatever they call it, I'm good. So I think we'll get there.
Beards are involved, Psychic Slime. We're going full Yes, Alex, you look very confused.
I haven't seen any documentation. I need to have a lawyer's look over it.
It's right here. Right here. I'm literally writing it up right now.
Oh, you're writing
contract.
It up.
Contract.
Okay, well.
This is contract.
Fax it over to me, and I'll have my people look it over. I mean, and I could pull a Becky Lynch and go, well, what if I don't sign it?
What if
I don't sign it? You know?
Beard versus beard. You gotta sign it. There.
Okay. Well, if I don't sign it, then it's not official. You do realize if I shave my beard, my wife will divorce me. So, you know, it's not.
We've all been there. I mean,
it's not a good look.
On the line, pal. I can't say I'm really there.
Yeah.
We've all been there. The second one's usually better, Alex. Be okay.
Fair enough.
Mike Provenger says, I hope the turn comes after MJF forgets to renew Wardlow's contract. That'd be tremendous. That'd be very good if that happened. Chris Jericho and Jake Hager cut a promo. Jake Hager. Chris Jericho was trying really hard to get the crowd fired up, dropping the Robert, you seem very angry about this promo.
Jake Hager cut a promo.
Jake Hager went full Robert O'Neill. He's like, men of the year, boys of the week, good brothers, bad brothers, more immortal Hulk Hogan, immoral Hulk Hogan.
Yeah.
It's full Robert O'Neill by Jake.
This wasn't great. For a guy who spent like the better half of the last 3 years saying, Y2J is dead. That's a stupid idea from an old time. He's doing a lot of Y2J. What do you say? We took a big bite out of the Big Apple or what? We're going to make some big meaty men on Friday. Like, what did he say? It wasn't very good. He tried to act tough. He's about as tough as, you know, your dad coming to pick you up from school, listen to AC/DC on the way, all the way through.
Wow. Shots fired at John Alba.
I don't know. I like AC/DC. I'm not liking this Jericho.
That match on Friday. Yeah, I can take it or leave it. Malakai Black and Cody Rhodes. Again, Cody Rhodes, not a heel.
I will never turn heel. I will never show kids bad things that they might emulate. Not me. Then walks out and gets booed into oblivion by 20,000 New Yorkers.
I felt bad for Cody. I felt bad for this man.
If he honestly thinks like he's not turning heel, like, or he already hasn't, man, he's the least self-aware dude in all of wrestling. he's dressed like Homelander, like raising up through the floor. Like, he's absolutely a heel already. Like, and I appreciate that during the match, they played into that. Like, him looking around at the crowd booing him, like, okay, that's interesting. That's a little different. I thought that at least he's playing into it during the match, which is good.
I wonder if he could go back in time to May or whatever it was, where he cut that original promo, if he would just take that out. Because before that, everybody ate up everything he did. They loved the throne smashing, the long entrance. Nobody cared. But I know for a fact that the only person in the arena cheering Cody was texting me, and they almost fell over when they saw Brandi Rhodes enter the arena. So one person out of 20,000, not bad. But Cody, he needs to turn.
If only that focus group had told him, hey, maybe this is a bad idea. Maybe don't cut this promo. Would have saved some trouble.
Pharaoh was a little more focused on the begging strips at the time and couldn't get the answers out. What can you say?
Blame Pharaoh. I thought Pharaoh was coming out when Cody kept pointing to the entrance and stuff. I was like, yeah, Pharaoh's about to return.
Oh, no, they did a wide shot. It was a bad one that clearly showed Brandi was waiting in the tunnel before they zoomed in.
Brandy's a heel. Brandy's a heel. She came out of the heel.
Brandy's a mother. You can't. Mothers can't be heels. Becky Lynch isn't a heel. I mean, come on.
Becky Lynch is a heel. All moms.
No, she's not.
All moms are heels. You kidding me? Hannah's a heel. See, I did not eat up anything he did, Bobo. Cody ruled. All right. I felt bad for this man because here he is. Without Cody leaving WWE, I don't know if AEW exists. All right, the Bucks and Omega and everything, they were doing their thing. Cody took a risk in what he did. And his run should be it's legendary, honestly. It really shifted a lot of things in wrestling. They come to New York, 20,000 people. This man was probably expecting to get his flowers for this show. And they booed this man. I felt bad for him. I'm sorry, Cody. I'm sorry.
If he wanted his flowers, he should have booked himself against QT Marshall and left it at that.
Yeah. Should have won this match. I was waiting for him to win.
honestly, that I'm surprised that crowd didn't have signs in it that says, if Cody wins, we riot. Because they were not feeling this Cody character. And they were loving everything Malakai Black did. Why not? Malakai Black is super cool and Cody's cringe. Like, there's a way to do this. That makes it work. And honestly, I felt like the way they laid out the match, the way they all set it up, and the way that they had the finish, it worked. And I also I feel like this might be the thing that internally drags Cody down into that dark place. I mean, he shoved the ref, you guys. This is all American hero Cody Rhodes, and he shoved the ref.
Now, Alex, if you see the logo, the Nightmare Family logo, it was engulfed in flames. This signifies that sometimes, not because we're bad people, sometimes we get caught up in the heat of the moment.
Okay.
And we push over the referee. That's it.
Yeah.
I thought Malakai was going to, when he was underneath the ring like that, I was about to pull the boot out and hit Cody with it.
That would have been good.
Yeah, there was clearly some heel tactics going on, and it ended up being the mist. People have mentioned Cody's eye is gonna start, you know, swelling over. There was a good tweet. Cody can't see. He doesn't see black and white, guys. He doesn't see purple. He doesn't see color. All right, and now this mist is going to ensure that he just can't see any of that color that is corrupting.
Well, he sees color. All right, the only colors he sees are red, white, and blue.
I would love it if like something's like, listen, just let's take it to the extreme. Like he comes out and he's wearing white contacts because the corruption that came from within his soul has blinded him. He can still see, but he can only see the world in black and white. That's it. He's been removed from being able to see color ever again. So his soul has been taken out. No, I'm kidding. That would all suck. But they could make it work because Malakai Black could make it work.
Bro, if I saw that on Monday night, that would be the greatest storyline they could possibly have going.
Guys, we no longer live in a world of black and white, good and evil, baby faces and heels.
Antiquated right? Terms.
Yeah. Shades of gray.
Yes. Hannah says Cody was lost. That's a super chat. Yeah, of course. Arn Anderson got on the apron.
Mm-hmm.
And then he fell.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm pretty sure that part was not planned.
Yes, as far as I can tell.
I felt very bad for this man. And it looked rough. It looked bad. That whole thing was just confusing. This match was kind of rough. I don't know what the story was they're trying to tell, because Cody was the bad guy and like he tried to play it into it, but.
Well, I mean, Arn was right. Like, what are you checking on me for? Get in there and win the match. And I appreciate that that's what Arn was saying. And it did, and in the end, kind of cost Cody, because otherwise, if he hadn't done that, then Black wouldn't have had the time to like put a little gummy in his mouth and chew it and do a fine black mist.
I didn't like this match. I didn't like it at all. Really didn't.
I didn't. I was hoping Cody either. One, two, three off the kick. That's what it should have been.
Yeah, I mean, Cody already ate that kick once. He put it over once. He ain't doing it again, brother.
I mean, he ate the kick. He ended up falling out of the ring, which I thought was a piece of interesting business. And Black trying to get him in the ring, I would have loved it back. Was like, no, just count him out. Like I knocked him out. It's over. Count him out. But I think that it is doing, because you can't listen. We're dealing with Cody here. He's going to make it all about himself. Eventually the end of this match isn't, I'm saying like in the global, eventually, like he put over Black hard in that first match.
Yeah.
Now he's making it all about himself, because I think the mist is going to change Cody more than it changes who Black is. Black can go on and do something else, but now Cody is going to become this shriveled, like twisted internally's version of himself.
It's gonna be Venom.
Yeah,
like Venom.
He's gonna become Venom.
Yeah.
There you go.
There you go. That movie's coming out pretty soon. Great tie-in. Intangible One, Cliff Beard says, Black is stealing the Fiend's gimmick. Red lights, Black mouth goo, Wyatt to the House of Black. So, man, I thought we were getting Bud Matt tonight. I was really excited. Didn't happen, though. Very sad. Eloquent says, does the crowd really hate Cody or is Malachi too over? Nobody is ever going to boo Black. I think they dislike Cody.
They booed Cody pretty good.
Yeah, I don't think this is a thing of, oh, we really like Malachi. I think this is
the Malachi up like against Daniel Bryan. Like
no.
Put him up against Bryan Danielson. Put him up against Darby. Put him up against Punk. He'll get booed.
Yeah, he was getting booed against like Brock Anderson. Beer What says, I hope Arn is okay. Yes, that'll definitely be good. Intangible One says, most people probably saw Cody dressed as Evil Knievel. I saw him as Super Dave Osborne. Very fair. He's Homelander, guys. He's 100% Homelander. He was Homelander for that Agogo match. And he hasn't stopped since then. Oxbow Talks Wrestling says, Alex, if you want to go extreme, the Mist is going to make Cody into Stardust.
Now that I would not bet on.
I do think we can get a megalomaniacal Cody. Maybe one that's kind of like Vince. Just enough so that Punk can have some fun cutting promos against him like that. But we have to get heel Cody. It's been way too long.
Sawyer says, I love Cody the wrestler and the son of Dusty Rhodes. Not Cody, the overly patriotic dork with the Messiah complex and no self-awareness. I don't want him to turn heel just to calm down. He's kind of always been the patriotic dork with the Messiah complex and no self-awareness. It doesn't work as well. Right,
I really think you guys missed the part where you say, son of Dusty Rhodes. No, that American Dream stuff is real. He believes everything he's saying.
Next up, we had FTR against Darby Allin and Sting. It's great to see Sting. The yeah. Man, the icon, the Stinger. There we go. Sting was making the cameo there. FTR with the horseman music and the New Day gear was a great little nod as well. They cut off Darby, got the hot tag on Sting. He goes wild because he's Sting. The finish sees Sting put in the Scorpion Deathlock as Darby hits the coffin drop on Cash. And Sting and Darby Allin pick up the victory. Robert, what did you think?
Many years ago, they did a song about Sting that let you know he does this and he does that. And all these years later, he's still doing this and that, and it still looks really, really good. Sting, I can't believe they didn't put him in the ring with The Undertaker. I'm just going to say it. That is a missed opportunity. He looks better than what we've seen from The Undertaker in recent years.
Alex?
Yeah, I was watching this and you know... They really put over FTR coming into the ring. They've only lost twice. And I'm like going to that. You know they're putting over Sting. Like they Cash and Dax are backstage doing rock, paper, scissors to see who gets to tap out to the Scorpion Deathlock. Because those two former like old school NWA and WCW nerds, you know they were like on the bucket list. Was tap out to Sting. They definitely wanted to do that. And then, they couldn't. And now they get to. I'm so happy for them to actually be able to work this match. They looked great doing it. Darby Allin going in to save his old man, Sting, was excellent. I thought this is what it was supposed to be. Like, it was basically an exhibition. Like, it got Sting and Darby Allin in there, it allowed FTR to get on the card and work and be great at what they do. And they got to put over Sting. That's probably one of the things they've always wanted to do.
Here's the problem. Sting and Darby are 4-0 now. When do they go against the Lucha Brothers?
What is this, the problem? That's the solution. Well, Sting and Darby against the Lucha Brothers.
They gotta get through Butcher and the Blade first.
They already did that. That was last week, wasn't it?
I don't know. Yeah.
Come on. Watch the product, Pulowski.
No, 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 no. Sting and Darby got to get through them first. They, okay. You got to move up the ranks, man.
FTR was like two or three in the rankings they just last time.
Leapfrog.
They leapfrogged the FTR, but who's ahead? But
Butcher and Blade fall because they lost their title shot.
Well, sometimes they fall from like 2 to 7. Sometimes they fall from like 2 to 3. It all depends on what they want to do.
Well, what they should do is Sting and Darby number one, and we should do Sting and Darby against the Lucha Bros. Let's do it. Who bumps less in that match, Penta or Sting?
Penta.
It probably would be Penta. Probably. Penta ain't bumping for nobody. Bless that, man. Love him. Zach Barber says, 6 years and 2 days ago, Sting was nearly paralyzed. Tonight we saw him tap someone out with the Scorpion Deathlock. Surreal. That's the real immortal right there, the Stinger. Dave Gillespie says, what a show. Dang, Sting carried that match. Factual. And Jay Piskarik says, FTR with the NWO ring gear was awesome. It was New Day ring gear, everybody. Please get it correct.
It's only New Day if it's red and black. If it's black and white, it's still NWO.
It was New Day inspired. What is this NWO stuff? You old heads. No, don't get it. Let's take a word from our sponsors and hopefully have the right ad loaded up.
I hear you. Times are rough. We just got out of a wild situation, a wild year, and people are saying, you know what, it's a hard knock life. But I disagree. Instead, I believe it's a hard cock life when you use Blue Chew and the code FIGHTFUL, and you get your first shipment free. Free? All you got to do is pay $5 shipping? Blue Chew is made with the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, so you know they work, but they work on your schedule. Full stomach, empty stomach. Ready to go? Want to get in the mood? Blue Chew has you covered. Instead of treated, we get tricked. Instead of kisses, we get kicked. I don't think so. More like somebody's getting dicked when you use BlueChew.com. No awkward conversations with the doctor. Because, I mean, you know, I'm all about not being awkward. No waiting in line at the pharmacy. It's because they work with their online physicians to get the active ingredient you need, and it ships straight to your door. BlueChew.com and the code FIGHTFUL will get you your first shipment free. That's how confident they are. Free. Use that promo code FIGHTFUL. Hard cock life.
There you go.
Sean Ross Sapp's action figure there also with the New Day inspired t-shirt.
Guys, it was not the wrong ad. Okay, Robert will vouch for me on this. It was supposed to be Blue Chew. All right,
it was supposed to be Blue Chew.
Yes, we had this discussion. All right, so it was not the wrong ad. I understand that there was a thing. I don't actually watch the product here on Fightful, but I promise you, I did not run the wrong ad. Okay. Please don't yell at me. Jay Piskarik says, thank you, Bobo, for correcting the FTR New Day ring gear. Also, I think AEW and Cody watch Yens as that was Homelander gear. Yes, Bob. Without you, people would not have known that it was actually NWO and not New Day.
That's why I'm here. That's why they hired me, actually.
Dorks in my mentions are like, I think it's NWO, actually. Yeah, guys. Just being a sarcastic prick. I'm sorry. Main event, Ruby Soho against Dr. Britt Baker, DMD. Britt Baker picks up the victory, retains the title with a little help from her friends. She finishes off Ruby with the lock jaw. Love this match was good. The interference stuff, man.
Yeah.
It's rough sometimes. It's rough. Robert?
Look, I understand not wanting to end a show on a 30-minute draw, but I don't think you could have ended a show hotter than with Brian and Kenny. And if you were going to have Ruby lose by shenanigans, maybe you could have opened the show with that. At the same time, though, the women were in the main event for only the second time on Dynamite, I believe third time overall, so that's also important. And Ruby and Britt had a good match. Shenanigans I could have done without.
Alex?
Well, if you heard the crowd, like you paid attention to the crowd when Brian and Kenny were announced as a draw, they were not happy. it was actually a stroke of genius to have Punk go out and light the crowd back on fire for the rest of the night, because a lot of them felt like they were a little cheated by not getting a victor in that Danielson versus Omega match. So I don't know if I would have ended it with a draw. If you were going to have a clean finish, or even a wacky one, like with somebody coming in and costing him the match, as you've pitched, Jeremy, having Adam Cole directly cost Danielson the match, which then leads into that feud, maybe then you have that match go on last instead of this. But if you're going to do the time limit draw, I don't think you could do that last. When they announced they were going to do this match, Ruby and Britt, last, I thought, well, damn, I think they might actually put the title on Ruby to, like, have this big reaction, like a surprise thing we didn't think was going to happen. And if they were to do that, then it would allow Britt to finally take some time off and let her wrist heal up right. Like, she's been wrestling with a broken wrist, for God's sake. Like, it, and it's not able to heal if she's out there doing that kind of stuff. So that would allow her to heal. And while she's gone, you can run Ruby versus whoever you want. And when Britt comes back, that allows you for another amazing opportunity for a rematch program with Ruby. Or if somehow, maybe, let's say Thunder Rosa were to take the title off of Ruby in the meantime, when that happens, then you have Britt come back, and then you light up that feud again, Thunder and Britt. So when they actually just had Britt win via both the ref and Ruby looking stupid, it kind of took all the wind out of my sails. Like Aubrey Edwards is the smart ref. She's the one who doesn't stand for stuff. Her being like Rebel gets on the apron, Ruby should just be pointing her at, get down from there. I'm not paying attention to you. That's who Aubrey Edwards should be. And Ruby dismissing Rebel, but then running headlong at Jamie Hayter and getting hung up in the ropes herself, leading into the finish. It just made Ruby look bad. I don't feel like you needed to do this. You could just have Britt beat Ruby. Britt's a great wrestler. Like, she's shown that she can handle these matches on her own. Before she got Jamie, she was winning these matches without that kind of help. So you could have done that. But I feel like you screwed over both the ref and Ruby by having the match end this way. Especially with the last match of the night, I guess I keep having to remind myself it's the last match of the night for us.
Yeah.
For the crowd, it's not. It's like the midpoint, and then they get the rest of the night. But to go off the air for those of us at home, it kind of felt deflating.
Now, you could argue Britt was very over with the DMD, so maybe it is a happy ending. But it does make Ruby look dumb. But you can also argue old habits die hard, and she is a former WWE babyface. So maybe it fits.
Yeah, I don't know if the crowd... when I'm happy, Jonathan McPherson, at least, you know, Dynamite crowd is popping for Ruby, chanting DMD, totally silent after Britt's name was announced with the huge respect to you as a heel energy. Yeah, it wasn't a big, like, hey, happy ending, go off the air. It sounded like the wind was kind of taken out because of the interference. I mean, AEW will do this, but I don't know if this was the spot where they needed to do it. Not in this main event match. I got no problem with them main eventing. No problem with the title match main eventing over Omega and Danielson. But if you're going to do it, I don't need the ref looking stupid and a bunch of interference and all this stuff. Just don't need that. I didn't know if Ruby was going to win. I think Britt is in for a fairly sizable run here, and people have mentioned Thunder Rosa taking the title from her. I think she actually conquers Thunder Rosa, but I didn't think Ruby was going to win this match. I thought Britt could have just won it in a more clean fashion, like you said, Alex. Like, she's proven she can win these matches without that stuff.
The only reason that I say Britt could have lost here is because I think Ruby is significantly more over than anybody thought she was going to be coming into AEW. So you have an opportunity to put the belt on somebody. It would have been a shock, a pleasant one, and we could move on from there. It would then allow Britt to take the time to heal, which she hasn't had the opportunity to, because she broke her wrist in her first defense as champion. They had spent all this time with her being injured, waiting for her to finally become champ. She becomes champ, and then she breaks her wrist in her first defense. They didn't have anybody ready to take that belt from her immediately upon breaking it. Kudos to her for working with a broken wrist, but I don't think that's probably the best choice. And eventually she's going to have to take time off to get that cleaned out or whatever. So this would become an opportunity for that. I think that all things being equal without that wrist, yeah, Britt Baker should be champion for 2-3 years. She's amazing. Like, let's do that. If you're not going to have Thunder Rosa take it off of her, then have her be champion forever. But in this case, I think that a surprise was Ruby is super over. Her songs, people are singing her song. They love Ruby. That thing last week on Rampage proved that she could absolutely go on the mic, something she was never allowed to do in WWE. And we're ready for her to be a major important player. Now she can have a pretty cool feud, I think, with Jamie Hayter coming out of this match. And we can have two important feuds for these women, which then would maybe get the thing I want, which is a minimum of 2 matches on Dynamite and 1 match on Rampage every single week that are good, that are given lengthy time.
People said, Zach Barber says, Ruby Soho went from not on TV most weeks to main eventing in front of 20,000 plus wrestling in 2021 is wild, y'all. Yes. Good on Ruby. Ruby's certainly made the most of this. Like Alex said, she's more over than I think kind of anyone thought. Her entrance got cut. Wasn't a fan of that. We needed more Ruby Soho.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the Ruby Soho incident, and they're just going to run that back again.
James Boris says, Alex, I love the idea of rolling off seasons you mentioned a while ago. How do you think they could implement this?
Well, I mean, it just becomes like kind of a thing of like, we have a plan set out for you and you, your feud. We know who's going to win because we're AEW and we're not the other place. We've plotted this out over the next several weeks. When you lose this feud, we're going to write you off of television. You get to go away for 6 to 8 weeks, heal up any aching things, go on vacation, for God's sake. When you come back, you're going to get a huge ovation. And if you actually plot it out saying, okay, people are off TV all the time, instead of it just being a thing like, we have nothing for you, kid, like literally, we are deciding we don't have anything for you. For now, we're going to work on figuring out what we're going to have for you when you come back from vacation. Like, it's always one of those things of, like, you always have too many people. A roster as big as certainly WWE's, but now AEW's as well, always has too many people. Like, we have people, like, really high-profile men on the roster and women who weren't on this mega card. Like, if the reason they're not on this mega card is because we can't fit you in, it's a little harder for me to take than it is if this is during their allotted time off. And I think that you can make that work.
They'd never do that because wrestling just doesn't work that way. And Tony's done a lot of great things, but some things aren't changing, and that's one of them.
Jay Piskarik says, Alex, you're pretty smart. I immediately regret this super chat because you aren't 2.0. Margin 2.0, Alex.
I mean, everything is 2.0. I'm only 2.0 on Tuesdays.
2.0's days.
Jay also says, Alex, I don't know how you book the 2-in-1 women's matches with a roster being so deep.
Sorry, I'm like, this is the problem. This is why you need the rolling off season for the men, especially. Like, as if you can have, if they're not available, you don't get to book them. You can figure out ways of booking this thing. You have an incredibly deep women's roster. Like, they can't all just work on Dark and Elevation. You have to figure out ways of making at least 2 prominent feuds going on. At least they're trying right now with Anna Jay and Ty versus the Bunny and Penelope Ford. They're trying to make that into a second feud that's non-title. But you have all these women. There's no excuse now not to use them.
Blushing Chick says, from what I get from Ruby and Britt ending is that it'll be the start of the woman faction era, as teased on the previous Rampage, but who knows? And we see it with the Dark Order. We see it with Bunny and Penelope. And yeah, Ruby's had Riho and Statlander. Mm-hmm. And now, I mean, Britt's got her group. It's sort of there. They haven't gone like full on it like you've seen with the men, but it's there. There's certainly some signs there. And Ricardo says Britt beats Ruby was a gimme. That was easy. Well, then I hope you made some money and
yeah,
put some
really.
Money down on it, Ricardo. And send us some. To do that as well. Let's catch up on some stuff that people entered in after we were done with the segments. Going back to FTR and Darby Allin and Stang. Nacked Bogan says, woke up late, an amazing show so far. Then I got to Sting and Darby versus FTR. It was good. I'm just tired of the Pinnacle losing on TV. FTR should have won. Maybe, but they weren't going to win that.
The Pinnacle has not been booked strong. I'm hoping they will eventually get to this around, you know, after Full Gear or something, they'll rebook the Pinnacle.
And this is regarding the NWO New Day discourse. Jay says, stop attacking me, point guard. I was getting attacked for the ad being run. Everybody stop attacking me. All right. What about me? You people are attacking me is what's happening right now. R26 says, hopefully Sheeta's rematch with Britt is next. Does Sheeta still exist? Like, are we sure she like is still an active member of the roster?
This is
gotta watch Dark.
I do watch Dark. I mean, I see her there. But
and if you're gonna run her exclusively on Dark, then as we've said, Jeremy, they need a 30-second to 2-minute thing. Here's what happened on Dark this week, and show the results. Not just run a little ticker on the bottom because we have no idea. I'm still mad about Big Swole versus Diamante not being on Dynamite. It was the feud was great, but the blow off match was fantastic. To run that on Dark and be like, oh, check out our YouTube. Just put it on the damn Wednesday show. It's great. Do that.
Wrestling Kiwi says it needs to be Omega versus Hangman at Full Gear with Hangman going over. His first title defense should be against MJF. MJF wins for nuclear heat. Could be.
Yeah.
Could easily see that. Ian Hunter says Jack Spade and Ricky Rabies team up to come. Robert, do you watch Heels?
I have watched the first one. I haven't gotten around to the rest of them yet, but it's been fun from what I saw.
Like all I've seen of it is the Ricky Rabies thing, the Ricky Rabies entrance, where he comes in with a drone that is actually a taxidermied possum which spits blood in his opponent's face. Like, oh, that's all I need to know, man. I'm a Ricky Rabies stan now.
Sawyer says, instead of running it back right away, I want Brian and Kenny to be long once per year blood feud, just retail Kenny and Okada money. I think after Kenny's tweet, I think they're going to hold it off for a while. I like Alex's idea of maybe February, maybe even longer than that. I don't think they're going right back to that match. I don't know if it's going to be a once per year type thing. I do think they're going to hold it off for a little while.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's see. Hannah says, I was talking about Sean. Sean is in New York. Hannah says he got the contract and ran from the work. Yeah, that's what he does, man. He doesn't do anything. You ever see his name on the website? Just do anything. James Barris says, will we get a live run-in from Rock Hard Eric Shins? No, we did a taped run-in. Everybody got mad. He should do a live run-in and exonerate me from doing any wrong. Ricardo says, I want to see Chad Gable show up and suplex everyone.
Yeah, Gable. I'd be all right with that.
Joey Bagadona says, great show. AEW firing on all cylinders. James Zimmerman says, first super chat ever. Glad we could take your super chat virginity there, James. By the power of Grayskull, this show had the power. And JB Love says, what a show. Running behind y'all, but wanted to pop in and say, Alex rules, Robert's a fashion icon, and Jeremy is wrong about NXT. I love NXT. Am I wrong about loving it and calling it great?
Yes.
What?
Bron Breakker is very good.
Bron Breakker may as well be the future of men's wrestling all over the world. He might break Flair's record, but not with the name Bron Breakker. That's ridiculous.
Well, he's breaking all the bronze. That's the first thing that he's got going on. And I've liked what I've seen from it so far. And you guys on Tuesday make it even better. That show is hysterical.
You guys are haters if you don't like NXT 2.0. Everyone's saying I'm wrong. I thought people like this show.
No, it's quite terrible, actually.
Yeah,
that's what makes it great. That's what makes it great, though.
I suppose.
At least there's like some color, which I know.
It's too much. Like you don't go from zero color to all of the color. There's got to be a middle ground.
Dude, I'd much rather watch NXT than Raw and most of SmackDown.
Oh, like, yeah, sure. I mean, this past Monday night is the exception. Yeah. This past Monday night was great, but last night, they debuted a brand new dude in a title match last week. They gave him 20 seconds to hit a tire with a hammer this week. They can't capitalize on any kind of momentum. It's ridiculous.
They're building him up. What are you talking about? They built him up, showing him in training. My favorite part was Kyle O'Reilly is out week to week, and then he just comes back in the main event. Like, oh,
he's out week to week, and he comes out and hits a dude and goes, oh, look how week to week I am. I'm so week to week.
Duke Felice, number one fan. What was your super chat? It's not listed. I don't want to rob Robert DeFelice of his number one fan super chat. A couple other ones here. Jay Pistori says, I'm turning into Vince. I want more Wardlow and Hager. We need more of them. And I don't need
more Hager. Hold on a minute, pal.
You can have more Wardlow and Hobbs and all. You do not need more. Nobody needs more Hager. Everyone needs
more. Expiration date on hand expired. That was like 10 years ago, I think. Jesus.
Definitely need more Wardlow, though.
Yeah.
Jack Crosby's number one guy, Wardlow. Sawyer says, who should be the first winner of the Owen?
Brian Pillman Jr., and that's the only one I'll accept.
Alex?
I don't know.
Wow.
What was the question? What was the question?
Who should win the Owen?
Alex? Dante Martin is my pick.
Yeah. Is there any prominent Canadian wrestler, because maybe
Sean Spears, but he's not
Kenny prominent. Omega, baby.
Well, not him, true, and not Jericho. I don't know. Maybe if they hold off on the tournament long enough, how about Kevin Steen?
Luther, my guy.
Kevin Steen, who named his son after Owen Hart. Like maybe there's something there. I know it would mean the world to Kevin.
Yeah, that's actually a really good one. I'll accept Kevin Steen, but I'm rooting for Brian Pillman.
Luther is the correct answer on this. James Barrow says, Tommaso Ciampa against Braun Breaker feud of the year. Intangible One says, Breaking Braun. And the bean kicked in. Good Lord, what a show. Fan of Soho now. There we go.
Should have been Final a fan of her before, but they just didn't book her right in the other place.
Yep. Yes,
very true. Very true. Final thoughts on this show, Robert?
Really good. I wish Adam Cole was on this show so I could have seen him wrestle, but that's what Fridays are for, and I'm looking forward to that.
Alex?
Yeah, it's one of those things where I can only imagine what it's like still in that arena now, straight through with that four-hour card. I'm really looking forward to Rampage. I don't know if I'm looking forward to watching it at that time of night because I'm usually getting pretty tired around that time. But tonight was, I mean, that first match, what can you say? Like, it's the two best in the world going for 30 minutes and telling an amazing in-ring story with great selling and amazing counters, just everything. And everything else after that felt like it couldn't measure up. But that's not because it wasn't also really good. It's because that first half hour was absolutely incredible.
Yeah, going from Omega and Danielson to the Punk promo, it was going to be tough to top that. And they fell off a little bit, I thought, with the MJF match and then the Cody match. Picked it back up with Sting. Crowd loves Sting.
Yeah, crowd loves Sting.
Yeah, Ruby and Britt, that could have been a little bit better. Overall, a little disjointed maybe, but like that first 45 minutes to 50 minutes, whatever it was, that's just some peak pro wrestling stuff right there with that match followed by that promo. Jay says, didn't expect all of you to turn heel on me. Jake and Luther and me versus Jens, book it. You gotta take all the bumps.
Well, Luther won't turn heel on Jeremy, so I think we're safe.
Luther's my guy. my man right there. Ricardo says, what do we think of Owen and the AEW game?
I love it. This is what I wanted from the moment. I think it was like past midnight one of these nights when we found out they trademarked King of Hearts. Like, that's amazing. That's awesome. They're actually building quite the nice Legends roster for that video game. So I'm looking forward to it.
That game's going to rule.
Yeah,
I don't know how the gameplay is going to be, but like, just the roster is awesome.
Yeah, I mean, I'm hoping it's a little better gameplay than the WWE 2K games I played recently. I'm looking forward to seeing what it looks like, how it plays. I think it really is kind of great for Owen's family to like be honored by professional wrestling, just not in the place that, you know, may have had a hand in his death.
Some stupid punk says, give me more Ruby straight into my veins and more Brit and Omega and Danielson, Malachi Black, and total not a heel Homelander, Cody and Brandy. Seems like you just like AEW. There's nothing wrong with that. I love me some Sova says, after seeing how the stadium looked for this show, I think they should probably consider hosting a pay-per-view there. I would imagine they will.
Yeah, no, this, it looks amazing. Like, it's huge. The crowd is totally into it. Like, this might be a thing where they decide to come back once a year for a major super card. And even if it's not maybe they're going to, because they're going to do those quarterly specials. Maybe they do a quarterly special there every year where they just pack that place to the gills.
Tony says he wants to make it in an annual event. And the quarterly specials is a good call, because I think they're going to do less Dynamite specials and to offset with the quarterly specials. Wyatt Todd says, Kevin, the Owenstein might be confusing. Brandon says, I missed a super chat. What was your super chat? And if I missed it, I will gladly read it and I will apologize. If I said it and you missed it, you will send another super chat for $5. Let me know your super chat, Brandon, and I will let you know if it was actually missed.
We didn't talk about this. We didn't talk about the Miro and Sammy Guevara promo where Miro says, I have given my body to my God and to my wife. He desires pain and she desires pleasure and sometimes also pain. He is the greatest thing in the world. I love Miro so much.
Lana is, or CJ Perry, I guess now, is more over without being on TV than she ever was while being on TV.
He rules. Yeah. I don't like Sammy Guevara enabling Fuego and saying, I'm just going to buy you a new car. This man bought a new car, immediately put it on the line, and lost it. He doesn't deserve a new car. So he doesn't.
All right? Why are all of the inner circles just dorks now? And Fuego, I'm going to buy you a new car, buddy. Like, I really don't think you're going to win now, pal.
Jay says, click there. Jay says, it felt like Tokyo Dome big and the camera angles were great. It definitely felt like a big show. It did. All right, Brandon, you got like 30 seconds or so to let me know what this super chat was, because I'm trying to wrap things up here. But of course, we keep getting more stuff. Some stupid punk says, who else thought Cody's cape would get caught in the elevator thing he came in on? Also, poor Grandpa Arn falling by accident, then on purpose. I did feel bad.
He was committed to the bump, you see, and he's a professional.
It was 100% was. Cody should, after he just fell, Cody should just drop down and checked on him then.
And that would have been fine.
Yeah.
He would look more like a baby face. Imagine that.
Luis has ensured that Brandon's super chat was read.
So clearly, you didn't miss anything, and he should apologize to you.
He even wrote it in the document. I did not miss Brandon's super chat. He put it in the chat. He put it in the document. He says, about Rosa needing to take the title off of Britt due to Rosa being the most over contender. Glad they give you more money anyway. I don't think I did read that, but
no, it's true.
We definitely.
I saw it. We didn't. I saw it, but we didn't read it. She is super over. Thunder Rosa is, and she'd be my personal pick to take the title off of Britt, and Ruby would be second. So like, it's one of those things of I think either of them allow Britt to still get treated as a heel by the crowd. I think you start losing it when you put Britt, who's super over as a performer, against a lot of baby faces. She's just going to get cheered more. But those two, I think Ruby and Thunder are two that you can actually get over as baby faces versus a heel champ Brit.
There you go. Who yeah. do you think is taking the title off of?
It should be Thunder Rosa. Like that's really just what it should be. But you never know. Anna Jay could get a quick win. You just never know with who's coming up, and they've got a lot of people. And Tony says he's got a lot of surprises that he hasn't let everybody in on yet. So I'm looking forward to that.
John says Sammy is going to win next week with the help of Kip. I don't know. I think Miro's keeping that title for
Alex. Are you not a fan of young Kip Sabian?
No, I mean, I think there's better ways of getting that title off of Miro, unless you're going to hotshot Miro directly into like a top program. Because like, no, I don't like when they took the U.S. title off of Bobby Lashley just so he could become WWE champ. Like, Miro's too great. Like, you got to figure out the perfect angle to take that belt off of Miro. Maybe if he has to lose the belt, as long as he gets to keep on cutting these promos every week where he talks about my wife likes pleasure and also a little bit of pain. Like, as long as I still get to watch those, then I'm fine.
Carlos, that's Kip Sabian. I thought we were talking about Cute Kip.
Turn heel. I still have not seen any follow-up on that steel chair to the hip of Paul White. Where is my Billy Gunn Paul White match?
Paul White is I won't spoil anything. Intangible One says it should be Jade Cargill, just not anytime soon. And Eloquent says I need a Brit and Tay Conti program and gonna do something here. And Brendan says, sorry to be a b-hole about it. Appreciate y'all. You know what, Brendan? You are not being a b-hole. Mm-hmm. The man who is to blame is this man, Luis Pulido, for not getting the super chat and putting it in the document. And he is here to personally apologize to you for missing your super chat. Luis, please apologize to Brendan.
I apologize, Brendan. I just checked over here on the chat, and yes, he sent the same super chat twice. So I apologize for missing that out.
Thank you.
Yes. I'm sorry about that.
Luis, you do great work. Thank you.
Yeah,
thank you
for, you're a lifesaver, dude.
Yes, thank you for putting together all the super chat. It happens. It happens, guys. Like there's just a lot going on. Luis is trying to collect them all. It happens, guys. Brendan, thanks for being a good sport about it. And Luis, I'm sorry for bringing you on here just to make you apologize. But Luis, plug anything if you would like to plug anything.
Yeah.
Well, follow me on my Twitter. I don't even know.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, follow me on my Twitter. At Luis Pulido, you can see me doing bylines on here, Fightful, writing pieces on Daily DDT. So check me out.
There you go. Thank you, Luis. Appreciate you, buddy. All right. Make good on things here. Put the young talent over here on this show. Alex Pulaski, where can they find you?
You can follow me on the Twitter at Alex Sour Graps. I host the post NXT 2.0 show on this very YouTube channel, hashtag Team Kalex, with my wonderful co-host Kate Hensler. Most of what I do is an impersonation of a caricatured stereotype wrestler who hasn't even debuted on the show yet. That's like 60% of the show, but it seems to pop our viewers and us, so we do it a lot. Then on Fightful Select, I review Raw and SmackDown as part of the Sour Graps universe. Catch it!
It's better than the Cody-verse.
Yeah.
DeFelice.
If you want to catch me, you can catch me on Twitter and every other social media platform at DudeFelice. You can catch me here every day writing news alongside this madman who just makes my life so much easier, and I appreciate him for it. And yeah, that's about it for me.
Justin says, does Britt need to go away and come back face or do something to get real heat? Seems difficult to book the division right now with her being so over.
What are you talking? I think that makes it easier because your star champion is the most over thing on the show.
There you go. Wiggle says, can you please tell Sean to stop posting spoilers? He's not in the chat. If you follow him on Twitter, just mute him or something. I don't know. What are you going to do? He's at the show. Of course, he's going to post spoilers and stuff. And Brendan says, thanks, Luis. Stuff happens. You're awesome. See, it all ends well. It all ends well here. Thank you, Brendan, again, for being a good sport about it. And Luis does rule. You can follow me on Twitter at JeremyLambert88. You can find me in the gym every day getting them shots up. Thursdays, 3 p.m. Eastern, the distraction tomorrow. What are we talking about? Probably the same stuff you heard on this show right here. But Joseph will do a much better job carrying me than I did trying, like these people did carrying me, because I don't carry anybody. Joseph always does the heavy lifting on that stuff. I don't know what else we're talking about tomorrow. There's apparently a WWE pay-per-view this weekend.
Sunday, yeah.
Maybe.
There's no champion. There's no WWE champion. Regular rules where none of the matches have stipulations of any kind.
My God. You have 1,000 pay-per-view names. Why didn't you switch it from Extreme Rules?
Intangible says, Luis looks like the guy from Big Mouth. I love that show. I don't know which guy, but it's a compliment in my book. Rob Wilkins wants me to make sure to plug the Fightful Watch Along on twitch.tv/FightfulGaming.
That's Joel Pearl. That's your buddy.
There you go. Joel Pearl will be there. Rob's always doing the Photoshops as well. I don't know who else is going to be there. Maybe DeFelice will be there. Maybe I'll pop in. Maybe Gisperto will be there as well. We do have Twitch, twitch.tv/FightfulGaming. You can go over there. Maybe other stuff in the works. I don't know. We're in talks. I'm trying to get my max contract, my max deal that I deserve, especially after yesterday where I wrote about tree semen. All right? With this max deal. Max deal, everybody. Everyone start a hashtag max deal for Jeremy. Don't do that. Everybody, we'll catch y'all later on. Thank you guys. Subscribe, Fightful Select. Go to FightfulSelect.com. Sean's breaking news all the time. You get sour graphs. It's $5 a month, and you get like all this cool stuff. I don't know why you wouldn't do that. Do that. Watch the distraction Thursdays, 3 p.m. Eastern, right here, YouTube.com/Fightful. Support Robert DeFelice at Dude Felice. Support Fightful. Support Alex Pulowski. Support all of us. We're out of here. We'll talk to y'all later on.